his friends, this year should be a special schus for Meir Simcha ben Leah, for Hershianus and Rav Mordechai Ephraim, for Aaron Yisrael ben Rav Moshe Mordechai. It says in the Torah, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamites, Vayofu es habatzek asher tziu mitzrayim v'kos matzus ki lo chametz, ki gurshu mitzrayim v'lo yochlu l'sma mea, v'gam tzeda lo asu lehem, they baked the dough that they took out of Mitzrayim, matzos, because it never became chametz, because they were expelled from Mitzrayim and they couldn't wait, and they didn't make any preparations for the way. Rashi says, "V'gam tzeda lo asu lahem." They weren't able to take any preparations for the journey. L'derech, Rashi says, "Lahem for them, l'derech for the journey." Magid shvachim shal Yisrael shalom rehechnetz elamid barbelot tzeda. They didn't say, "How are we going to go to the desert without bringing anything along, any food along?" Elahaminu v'holchu. Rather, they believed and they went. And that's what it says in the Navi, Zacharti l'ches n'rayach abas klosayich lechtech acharei b'midbar etzol zeruah, that I remember the chesed of your youth, the love of our marriage, you went after me in the midbar in a land that wasn't planted. O maschar before shacharav, what does it say after that? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tuwasa. You're a holy tashem, you're the beginning of his tefuah. This Rashi is taka mechilta. V'kam tzeidu l'asu lehem lo diya shvachan shal Yisrael at shalom r'lo Moshe eich neitzu l'midbar v'en lenu tzeidu l'derech. They didn't ask any questions. We don't have anything for our journey. No, Elahaminu v'holchu. They followed Moshe, and then it quotes the pasuk, Zacharti l'chesed n'urayich, and the schar they got is Kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tvuas. Amorei v'Rabbi Shlita, the Tolna Rebbe in a shir that he gave in the year Tavshin Samach Tes, asked a number of questions, Kedarko b'Kodesh, on this Rashi. Number one, what's this great Rash Gadol that the Jewish people had a Muna? That Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers this chus for all the generations, and we're separate for Hashem, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tuvasa, we're like Tuvah for Him, we're separate, we're holy for Him. All right, at the beginning, the Jewish people knew that they're going to Mitzrayim in order to go in the Midbar to Har Sinai, to Mekabel the Torah after 50 days, and to come to Eretz Yisrael. So even if they wanted to prepare for themselves for the journey, they wouldn't have been able to. Such a long journey, and they have so many children, and so much to prepare, how are they going to schlep all that along with them? You need a few trucks. They didn't have trucks. So what's the big deal that they didn't go with Seydel L'Derek? What are they going to do anyway? They can't bring anything for the whole trip anyway. Not only that, but it says earlier in the pasuk, "V'gamei Ravral ala yitam v'tzonu bakar mikne kaved meod." So they had lots of animals. Is that going to say they left without any Seydel L'Derek, without any provisions for their journey? There's no greater provisions for their journey like tzonu bakar l'rov. Whatever they needed, they had basar. They had lots of animals. So what's their problem? Rashi says, tzedelo asulahem. So really the shvach is tzedelo natlu, not that they didn't make provisions for the journey, they didn't take any provisions for the journey. Why is the emphasis on lo asulahem? Pasuk says, gam tzedelo asulahem. The emphasis, according to Chazal, is not on the asu. The emphasis is on shalom natlu. They didn't take it with them. Now, they didn't prepare it. And also, it's not the derech of Rashi to bring midrashi Chazal, unless it's no get of pshuto shel mikra. So, b'seder, the beginning, you want to tell the shevach of Yisrael that they went after Moshe Rabbeinu without seder l'derech. But why does Rashi have to tell us the schar? What schar? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tuvasa. So what is? What would the pasuk be lacking if we didn't have that pasuk? If we didn't have the end of that chazal? That this is the schar that was given to them? Not only that, but we know that all the midas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu are mida keneged mida. Hein binyan schar, hein binyan onesh. What's the mida keneged mida here? That because they didn't take any tzeidah l'derech, their mufraf and muftal mikol umos were chosen for Hashem. And be'etzem einyan of emuna pshuta b'chai olamim, and going after him without any hachan or mazon, any provisions for the way. It says in the Gemara in Sota 48b, Mishacharv beis hamikdash panshik pasku anshi amonim Yisrael. Amrav Yitzchak, elu b'nei adam sheim ma'aminim b'kadosh baruch hu, desani, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Agadol Omer, So it says that from the time of the Churban Bayis, there are no more Anshei Amona in the Jewish people. Rabbi Yitzchak says these are the people that they're mamin, they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says, Rabbi Lezer HaGadol says, anybody who has passed Pesalo, and he says, what am I going to eat tomorrow, is Mikatne Amona. So we don't have these Anshei Amona anymore. We don't have people who truly believe in Hashem. And they're even tzaddikim, who don't have complete belief in Hashem. So we have to understand this Gemara. What's the shaychus between Churban Beis HaMikdash and no more Anshei Amona? People who have passed today and don't worry about tomorrow. Why does Churban Beis HaMikdash, what's the shaychus between Churban Beis HaMikdash and Anshei Amona? Second question is, and this Chazal, if a person puts his money away and he invests his money in order to earn for the future, he's mikatne amana. Understand, he has food today. So what is he going to work for? What is he investing in the stock market for? Puk chazi mayim adaber. You have lots of very good Jews who invest for the future. And yet it seems from this Gemara that if you have for today, you're not allowed to worry about tomorrow. So stay at home, don't go to work. Most people I know have food for today. So what are they investing for the future for? So to explain all of these tmios, Moreover Rabbi was makdim at Seir v'tir yitzias ambenei Yisrael mitzrayim me'avdus l'cheres me'afel l'argadol me'shibet l'gula. Just describing, illustrating what happened. The Jewish people were in Mitzrayim 210 years, a shver, bitter galus, and they couldn't have good food. They were meshubet b'shibet kashav achzari, men aboker v'ada erev. They didn't have time to think. They didn't have all this good food to eat. A little bit of bread, some water. B'dochak, ba'oni, or b'machzor, son b'vaday lo achlu b'mitzrayim. They didn't have sheep. Like it says, "V'yamar Moshe l'nochon lasses ken ki tovas mitzrayim nizbach l'shem elokenu, hey nizbach as tovas mitzrayim leinam b'leis galunu." How can we eat there? This is their God. We can't eat their tzon. The Ibn Ezra says, "Tarchidish that mitzrayim they didn't any living being." Well, if he died, he can't shem mitzrayim halu adas anshe landia shem yotzer michatzi olam b'kulam b'neicham b'enam ochlam basar adayam kam dam b'chele b'dag beitzim u'beitzim. Anything that comes from a living being, not fish, not meat, not milk, not eggs, veggies, vegans, and they're mitai of this. So the Jewish people had a very, very limited diet. So what were the Jewish people eating for 210 years? Very, very pashut foods. It says in the Pasuk, Shivas Yamin Tochal of Matzis Lechem Oni. Chazal Darshan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lamanikra Lechem Oni, Al Shem Inui Shenis Anu Bimitzrayim. We were afflicted. The Rabban says, Vihi Ani Zachar Kihayu Bimitzrayim. Belechem Tsar Mayim Lachatz. A little bit of bread, a little bit of water. That's what we say, Halach Manyad Yachlo Aval Sanabar de Mitzrayim. We know what the Abu Draham says, that Rabbi Yosef Aizovi says the name of them in Ezra, that he was a Shavui, he was taken captive in Hodu in India, and they gave him matzah, they didn't give him chametz, because matzah doesn't digest very fast, and you can now only have a little bit. That's what the Jewish people would eat in Mitzrayim. The Ramban says, Hayamelech Mefarnisos and Belechem Tzar, Kamenegh Lepoalei Hamelech, a little bit of bread. And that's what they said, Zacharno is Hadag Asher Nochal Mitzrayim B'chinam is HaKishuim Ki Hadag Mitzrayim Rabbe Me'od V'ayloch Man HaTzodim Lotzim Mitzah Melech. So they would have, I don't know what the Ibn Ezra says, they didn't have fish, but it says here, Chayinu as a dagger, we did have fish, but we also had a little bit of kishuim, a little bit of avatichim, and that's it. Very, very limited diets, and now 210 years, not eating much. We know people who went through the Holocaust, tzichos, harikos, and even after they left, they would still hide food under their beds, and it left a very, very great impression on them. So certainly, if after 5 years you see what happened to those poor people who went through the Holocaust, what about people who went their whole lives, 210 years? So now that they want to leave, avada, they're going to have to want to put away any amount of food. Just because now they're finally free. So now they're going to be desperate to have some food, some proper food. So now we can understand beautifully the Chazal brought by Rashi. They believed in Moshe, the Torah's Megala, the great Shevach Am B'nei Yisrael, that after so many years of Golas Kasha Vayoma, horrible Golas, even though their goof and Tevu is Murgal, 200 years, 210 years. Of difficulty, of not eating much, of never having enough food. And nevertheless, they were able to overcome their habits, their way of thinking, the natural way of thinking of such people, and they went after Moshe Rabbeinu without taking any food. And even if they couldn't bring along all the food, they would have wanted to at least bring along something. But the Jewish people forgot everything and they just left everything back. And therefore, don't ask on the pasuk, "Am erev ravali yitam tzom uvakar mikne kaved meod," because they weren't ragil for achilas basar after 210 years. They only ate lechem tzaro, mayim lachatz, some matzahs, some vegetables. They didn't see that the tzon and bakar was going to be tzeidel aderech. That's not provisions for the journey. After a while, they got themselves used to eating meat. That's the asafsu v'sher asavutava. But when they first left, they didn't need any meat. They didn't think about meat, because they just weren't used to having meat. So meal, that can't be considered dever kaved meod. Tzona barko mikne kaved meod, that can't be considered seidel aderech. They weren't going to eat it. And also we understand that they can't prepare provisions for the whole journey, but at least a little bit. No, they didn't take anything. And that's what the great Shevach seidel lo asu lehem. What's the lo asu lehem? It should have said seidel lo natlu imam. They didn't take, lo lakhu. That's exactly what we're saying. The Ikar Shevach, it's an Abnei Yisrael, weren't even Tarech to do anything. In other words, if they just hadn't taken Mela, it's very good. But here it's even more. They didn't even prepare anything in the first place. Not only didn't they take it, they didn't even prepare it. They didn't even start. Nothing. Why? Because they had such great Emunah in Hashem and in Moshe. And now we understand the Maschar before Shachar of Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuotza. And we ask, why does Rashi bring this? Schar, it doesn't explain the Pasuk to us. But Rashi is trying to explain the Ikar Shevach of Bnei Yisrael, since all the Midas of Kodesh Baruch Hu are Midah Keneged Midah. Mitoch HaSchar Shezachu Am Bnei Yisrael, we learn the Mafreya, what the Ikar Shevach of Yisrael is. They're Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuotza. We're Truma Kodesh Hashem Mikolam HaSolam. We're separate from all the nations. Like Truma is from Chulin, Visan Li Kadoshim, Ki Kadoshin Ni Hashem, Vavdi Laslim and Amim Lios Li, from this Schar, we learn the Midah that was Mizakadim to this Schar. Midah Shal Hafrashiv is Sromus Mitoch HaChomer Agas. Min HaHergel HaChazak, 210 years. So since they separated themselves, Mida Keneged Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them from the nations. Zecharti Lachesed Nuraich Avas Kulosayich. And now we understand the Gemara in Sota, Lagabe Katne Mechusra Amonu, worry about tomorrow, even though they have passed today. And we said, how could it be? What, you're not supposed to go into business? You're not supposed to do anything for tomorrow? So Vadei Alpi Divrei Dvar Torah, a person must prepare for the future. Gotta save for retirement, you have to have for tomorrow, for the next day, for the next week, for the next year, save it for the chasana. And you shouldn't, your parnasa shouldn't be on the tzibur, that you shouldn't go have to take loans and gifts from people. It says in Koheles, B'yom Tov Heye B'tov Yom Ra Re'ei. And the explanation is that on a good day you should prepare yourself for the rough days, like the Eitz of Yosef at Tzaddik, that during the good years you should prepare for the lean years. So the Gemara doesn't mean he shouldn't do business. What the Gemara means is that they shouldn't have passed Bisalo today and be worried about tomorrow. It's not that you shouldn't do anything for tomorrow. Of course you can go to work and make money for tomorrow and for the next day, but not to worry. Because if you're worrying about tomorrow and you have for today, then that's what makes you a katnei amana. Now we understand the connection between the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Pasku Anshe Amana. And we said, what's the Shaychus? So Sfasemis writes that Am B'nei Yisrael zocha to Aliyah LaRegel in the schar that they followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar, and they were mevata their hergel and their shibut, and they left the makom Yishuv B'nei Adam and they went into the Midbar shelo keteva gufam, and therefore they were zocha three regalim to go to Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. So Semes writes, this is Pesach Tafresh Memhei. Begimel regalim ika bal ta'acher. Veneraki lo b'chol eis hayu yicholim lalas l'mikdash. Begimel regalim halalu hayaniftach hashar v'zachu b'nei Yisrael lalas kulam b'ela zmanim. V'midrash mizos olu min hamidbar. Ilavach min hamidbar. The way they were zoche they wouldn't always go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Only three times a year they were obligated to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what Baal Ta'achar is, three times a year. And this is when the Shire is open. Mizos Olam in Amidbar. Who's coming up from the Midbar? You're going up. You're going up Aliyah LaRegel from the Midbar, because they went in the Midbar and they went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were Zoche to Aliyah LaRegel. Kol Yisrael Hashem Reishis to us O Shazel Hayas Charel Shanim Shechu Acharav Gam Tzeda Lo Asu Lahem. They didn't make any Tzeda, and they believed, and therefore they were zochet to go to the Beis HaMikdash, where everything is so revealed. V'mishachar v'Beis HaMikdash pasku anshei amona. There's no longer a Beis HaMikdash. You're no longer leaving everything and going up to the Beis HaMikdash, so now there's no longer anshei amona that would throw away all the yoke of this world and not worry about anything. Because the Sfasema says the Iker Yeshiva Olam is Yerushalayim at the Beis HaMikdash. You throw everything away, you leave your house behind and you just follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what that's what Aliyah LaRegel is. And when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and they lost that, we lost our Emunah. So from this we learn how important it is to just throw away the Chomer and our old habits and open up a new chapter in our lives. That's what the Jewish people did by following Hashem, and that's what we did when we were all regal. And that was this Schar, by separating ourselves from Hashem, He separated us from the nations. And we should zoche mitzvah Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu should always take care of us. And in the schus of our putting ourselves in His hands, He will always take care of us. And we'll be zoche b'karv mamish. B'yas God tzedek. Here v'yamenu, amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.